بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is on earth. لله جنود السماوات والأرض. To Allah belongs the forces of the heavens and the earth. لله ملك السماوات والأرض. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. لله خزائن السماوات والأرض. To Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth. وعد الله حقا. It being a real promise from Allah. ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. Who is more truthful than Allah in His words. وما كان ربك نسيا. Your Lord is not the one who forgets. وَلَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. No one can change the words of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ لَا مُعَقِّبَ لِحُكْمِهِ. Allah judges, there is no one to repel His judgment. كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. All stand obedient to Him. أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All power belongs to Allah alone. وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. All faces will be humbled before Allah, the ever alive, the all sustaining. يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All those in the heavens and the earth beseech Him for their needs. تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. All the seven skies and the earth and those therein glorify Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Khaliq, our Malik, our Raziq, the solution to all our problems and the problems of all humanity and the creation in this life and the life hereafter, this is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If all the insan, billions of them, people who passed away, people who have yet to come, they all come together in a big place, the mankind and jinns, and they ask Allah all their needs and hajat. Gold, silver, diamonds, houses, jobs, cars, children, safety, honor, protection, peace of mind, whatever is the need for everyone, they all ask. There will be no lines, there will be no need for translation or interpretation. Allah Almighty is able to listen to everyone at the same time, and Allah is able to grant whatever they ask, and after that does not decrease anything in the treasures of Allah. The example is as if there is an ocean, someone puts a finger or someone puts a needle and see how much water is decreased from the ocean. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the human journey from alami arwah to this life, to qabr, hashr and life hereafter. And human experience in this life changes. A small baby is playing with a toy, a 50 cent piece of plastic or wood. If you take that piece of plastic from the baby and give him $10,000, the baby will throw it away. Say, am I a fool? Don't give me this. Give me my toy back. Similarly, in the stages of human life, young man or teenager, fashions, decorations, mirror and dress and style. And a working professional working hard to have wealth and assets and skills and experience and making houses and jobs and cars. An old man is a man of wisdom and leadership and he still have desires. But what happens at the end of the life, if a person leaves without Iman and Amal-e-Salih, he would look at his whole life and think that, alas, whole life I was just playing with baby toys. Same thing as baby toys, toys of dust, toys of metal, toys of plastic, because those are of no use in the life hereafter. And the currency of life hereafter is something different. My respected brothers and sisters and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah. And Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam, go take a look. Jibreel went and came, say, O Allah, by your honor and majesty, whoever will come to know about it, will try hard to enter it. Then Allah surrounded Jannah, paradise, with adversities, difficulties which are hard on the nafs. Then Jibreel alayhi salam, go take a look. And he thought, I am afraid that nobody could enter it now. Allah created Jahannam. Say, Jibreel, take a look. Jibreel alayhi salam, looking at the pain and suffering in Jahannam, said, O Allah, by your honor and majesty, whoever will come to know about it will try to avoid it. Allah surrounded it with things which are shahwat, desires, attractive things to nafs. Then Allah, Jibreel, go take a look. Jibreel now taking a look, say, O Allah, I am afraid that now nobody can escape it. You can read all the wordings and sanad and the chain of the hadith. This is an Abu Dawood narrated by Abu Huraira. It's a hadith of Qudsi. I just described to you the meaning of it. You can look at the wording in the book of hadith. My respected brothers, in the preparation for life hereafter, sometimes people think this is far away, but this is very, very close. The Quran describes it very close. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. They see it far off and we see it near. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. So when their time will come, they will not be able to delay it for a moment nor to bring it soon. وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. And the matter of the day of judgment is no more than twinkling of the eye or even closer. These are words from the Quran. يَوْمُ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خِلَالٌ. A day in which there is neither a trade nor worship nor friendship. A day in which there is neither a trade nor friendship. يَوْمُ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٌ. The day when neither wealth will be of any use nor sons except to him who will come to Allah with qalb salim. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. So whoever has done good even to the weight of an atom, an iota or a small mustard seed is going to see it. Whoever has done bad or shar, even to the weight of a particle, is going to see it. My respected brothers and sisters, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. What you have is going to end, and what is with Allah is going to last forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the whole Quran, book of Dawah. You know, 500 or so ayat of ahkam, do's and don'ts. Rest of the Quran, qasas, amthal, stories of prophet, ayat of tawheed, gives you example from different grammatical style, different expressions, and talking about the same thing, describing the real success in the life hereafter. That is the purpose of prophets coming to this world, to invite people, turn their attention from makhluq to khaliq, turn their attention from mal towards amal, and turn the attention from this dunya to the life hereafter. Scholars give many, many examples and comparisons of this worldly life to the life hereafter. This life, mata'ul ghurur, and the hereafter is mulkan kabira. In the hadith of the collection of Muslim, وَاللَّهِ مَا الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مِثْلُ مَا يَجْعَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِصْبَعَهُ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيَنْظُرْ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ. By Allah, dunya in comparison to akhirah is similar to that of anyone from you who immersed his finger in the river or water. Let him see what remains on his finger, how much water. Imagine somebody comes at the side of the ocean and takes one drop from the ocean, and all the time attracted and mesmerized and talking and describing that one drop, all the commitments, the schedules, problems and concerns of one drop, and become unmindful of the vast ocean behind it. Imagine somebody has a mountain, Mount Everest or Mount Rainier in front of him, but he turns his back and looking at the wrong direction, now he is not able to see the mountain, but he can see a needle on the way. The life of dunya, comparison to life hereafter, my respected brothers, not even a comparison of a needle versus a mountain. Like you draw on the whiteboard, explain something, a line on the whiteboard, the first dot, which is even not visible, this is the life of this dunya. And the rest of the infinite line, that's the life hereafter, the everlasting journey there, my respected brothers and elders. Like someone has an island of gold, And he invites you, come to my island and take gold. And yes, I have attractions, hiking, biking, snow-capped mountains and beaches and lakes. But don't spend your time there, go and take gold, because I'll call you any minute. A wise person will not look here and there, all the time will take gold, because he doesn't know when the time to come back. 1440 minutes a day, 500,000 minutes in a year, an average life 60 years, 30 million minutes. Every minute like a gold coin or gold ring, and the choice is yours, how many of those you want to send forward for life hereafter in Jannah, and how many of those coins you want to throw away outside the qabr and go empty handed in the life hereafter. That is the comparison. When people enter paradise, it will be written with golden words like a gold banner in Jannah. Ma qaddamna wajadna. What we sent forward, we found it here. Here it is. All the good deeds now in Jannah. And what we left behind, we lost it. Allahu Akbar. What we left behind, we lost it. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, my respected brothers and sisters. Dunya mazra'atul akhirah. This is the harvest for life hereafter. The type of seeds you plant today, the type of result or fruits you are going to get tomorrow. So very similarly, like a few tears, a few drops of weeping and crying in this world out of respect of Allah, that can extinguish the fire of Jahannam. But if that step is not taken here, thousands of years of crying and weeping in the life hereafter will be of no use. Because the place to fix the problem is this world. It's one-way visa. The worldly life, this is like a shadow. The more you try to catch it, it will run away from you. If you want to catch it with 5 miles per hour speed, it will run away 5 miles per hour. If you want to catch it 50 miles per hour speed, it will run away 50 miles per hour from you. But if you just simply turn your direction in the other side, the shadow will follow you wherever you go. Even if you don't want, it will come disgraced and humiliated under your feet. That is the example of dunya, and that's how it followed Sahaba radiallahu anhum when they changed their focus to the life hereafter. My respected brothers, the example of dunya like a dream. There is a marhum, there is a mayyat, eyes are closed apparently, but he is able to see things which me and you cannot see, like angels and things of life hereafter. His eyes are closed and people say, what Mr. So and so has left behind? But the real question is what he or she has sent forward for the life tomorrow, for the life hereafter. A baby in the mother's womb. Someone goes to a baby in the mother's womb and say, oh baby, you are going to planet Earth, which is 8,000 miles in diameter and 24,000 miles in circumference and had 200 countries. Baby would say, what are you talking about? I can't believe. Very similarly, my brothers, sitting in this world, when we say dunya is mata'un qaleel, is a drop of the ocean, and akhira is mulkan kabira, great kingdom, some people don't understand this until they see it by their eyes in the life hereafter. Scholars give example of two-story house. First floor, this world, there is a roof, and above that is Jannah. Jannah is not imaginary that it will be created later or something or fabricated. It exists, it's already there. And the type of good deed you do, you are decorating your Jannah, it's there. My respected brother, day and night there is a sale going on of good deeds. This worldly life is like examination hall. Every word and every action is being recorded. Angels, kiraman katibin, they are on the side, they are writing, left and right, every word, every action, they are writing what we are doing. The earth is recording what we are doing. Our hands and feet are recording what we are doing. 4 witnesses appointed on everybody on the planet. No way out. This is examination hall. Like someone goes to a driving test. 5 minutes the instructor sits with you in a car. Left turn, right turn, stop sign, red light, they make some marks. After a few minutes they say pass or fail. This life is exactly like that. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. We shall test you with bad and good situations, and to us you are going to return. All our situations, problems, circumstances, these are questions in the examination paper, and the Quran describes the aqwal and amal of those people who pass the test in A plus, and the aqwal and amal of those people who failed this test. That is the purpose of Quran, my respected brothers. This is like a waiting room. A musafir came to a hotel, driving on the highway, night time, finding a hotel. There was no room. He went to another hotel, no room. So finally he went to a manager, said, please give me something, I have this night to spend. And the manager says, okay, I want to help you. I can put a broken bedding on the roof. Will that be okay for you? Musafir became so happy. What else I need? I just need to spend one night, man. This is the example of worldly life, my brothers. It's like an airport or train station or bus transit, 300 or more million, 300,000 babies coming to the world or more or less every day, 20, 30,000 leaving every day. My respected brothers, nobody lives here forever. This is just like a bus station. When this is the deal, then how much we should wake up and think about life hereafter. There was a king. There was a king who tried to make a Jannah in this world, collected all the beautiful items from his kingdom and created a city. It is called paradise. And when it was ready, now he was about to enter his paradise. 1 foot inside, 1 foot outside. Malakul Maut came and took his soul away. Gone. Alexander or Sikandar, he went around the world and conquered different countries. And big victorious in the history of mankind. But when he left the world, both his hands were empty. Nothing goes from here to the life hereafter. If you go on a moon and Mars and bring like a golden rock, you have to leave it behind. Doesn't go in the life hereafter. You can dive in the ocean, you can fly in the air, and you can travel in the space, you can climb the mountains. But don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْ. Whole world, heavens and the earth subjected for you, for your khidma. But Allah created you for remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created mankind and jinns except that they would worship me, they would be obedient to me. Morning and evening you see traffic jam in the downtowns and in the cities. Because insan understand the value of wealth and possessions and name and fame and leadership and desires. So whole humanity is after those. There is no motivation is needed. Motivation is needed here for the life hereafter, my respected brothers, where this is unmindful, where we become in ghaflat. My respected brothers, without iman, if someone leaves the world and goes to the next without iman, the whole earth full of gold cannot become a ransom to free that person, because the currency for life hereafter is different. Currency for life hereafter is different. In the worldly life, you find expensive markets and bazaar. So expensive, sometimes a pair of socks, $10,000. A one suit, $200,000. Those stores exist in the world. Down the street, outside the building, in the next light, you will find a beggar asking for few cents, brother. Find big like 100-story buildings, and you will find on the footpath and the roadside homeless people asking for $1. This is reality of this life, my brother. You see the both ends, everything you see. Go to a library and take a newspaper, 50 years old, 1960 newspaper. They keep it. You will find the same thing as you see today. People, their faces, their announcement, their engagements, their azaim, their aims. And then you ask the question, where are those people? They are all under the ground, gone. You take a book of Islamic names, beautiful Islamic names, and go to a Muslim cemetery or graveyard. All the names you will find there, kutba and the name plates, right there. 100-year-old, 10-year-old, 1-day-old, everything is there, my respected brother. That's the proof. This is a one-way visa, and in the life, in the alam-e arwah, everybody believed. Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Lord? Qalu bala. Everyone said, yes, O Allah, you are our Rabb, we recognize, we understand. The question is, would you believe wholeheartedly without compulsion? Would you believe here in this life? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib, those who believe in the unseen. And in the life hereafter, everybody will believe. Rabbana absarna wa sami'na farjina. Our Lord, our eyes are open, our ears are open, we understood everything. Can we go back? But that's too late. That's one-way visa. That's too late. The scholars explain that if you take the skies and the earth, heavens and the earth, and filled with small mustard seeds, billion, trillions of those, a bird comes after 10,000 years and takes one seed away. Then comes after 1,000 years and take one seed away. A time will come after trillions of years, then the whole space will be completely eaten and finished, and that will be finite time. But my respected brothers and sisters, the life hereafter will never finish. Life hereafter will never finish. So how much preparation we have to make? One who makes a machine, he knows how to run the machine. So we turn to the manufacturer's advice. Allah created human being, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for advice. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq, will the one who created, will he not know the machine? Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers, when this is the deal, our shuyukh, our scholars remind us to invest our time to learn the purpose of life. Shaykh Shibli rahmatullah alayhi went to 400 teachers and learned 4,000 lessons on ahadith. Like we learn halaqat and programs and classes and conference and everything we want to learn. My brothers, he prioritized and put on the top what was the most important lesson. Work for this life for the amount of time you have to live here, and work for the life hereafter for the amount of time you have to live there. If you collect all the sufferings and problems and pain of all the humanity combined, this is not equal to the problem of one man or woman thrown in Jahannam. If you collect all the happiness and enjoyment and possessions of whole humanity, this is not equal to the possessions and enjoyment and happiness of one man or woman accepted into paradise. That is the deal. On the day of judgment, Shaitan will collect disobedient people, and Shaitan will have a conference, Shaitan's class. Shaitan will have a speech. And he will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Allah promised you a truthful promise, while I gave you a promise and did not fulfill it. Shaitan will declare in the conference that, O people, all my promises were false and all promises of Allah were true. Later in that ayah, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So don't blame me, blame yourself. Shaitan will declare on the day of judgment. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Look at the story of Firaun and Musa. Firaun, all the possessions and power and gold and silver and palaces and rivers flowing under his palaces. Musa alayhi salam, poor man. Musa alayhi salam didn't have like a second pair of clothing. Musa alayhi salam had one like outer garment. He would spread it as his bedding at night and he would wear it in the daytime. Musa alayhi salam taking care of goats and sheep. This is the story of Musa alayhi salam. When the scene changed after a while, what happened? Firaun was drowned in the water. Firaun is brought to fire morning and evening, and Firaun leading everybody to Jahannam on the day of judgment. And what happened to Musa alayhi salam? Musa alayhi salam praying his salah in the qabr. Musa alayhi salam meeting with Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam in the night of Miraj in the heavens. Musa alayhi salam, his story is preserved and mentioned 70 plus surah. You open Quran from anywhere, you find a story of Musa alayhi salam, which everybody recite to become hafiz till the day of judgment. If you have a baby son in the home, nobody would like to name it Firaun, but everybody would like to name it Musa. My brother, this is the comparison of this worldly life and the life hereafter. And let me remind everyone and myself that the understanding of life hereafter does not make you lazy or wrongdoer or empty-minded. It makes you an ideal citizen. It makes you the most punctual and obedient person the mankind has ever seen. It makes you selfless attitude, so you will be well-wisher for your community and humanity and environment, best contributor, and you will follow all the laws and rules because the realization of life hereafter and accountability comes to your life. So it's good for dunya and good for the life hereafter. No arrogance, no pride, no jealousy, no malice, well-wisher for everyone. So my brothers and sisters, we should really think and look at our life and see where we are heading. And not only for ourselves, for the mankind, for our neighbors, for people around us, for our relatives, for future generations. Where is everybody heading? What is going to happen to them on the day of judgment? And what I have done to remind them for this realization? Because my brothers and sisters, knowledge is a noor which is found only in a heart which has taqwa. And knowledge and ilm is something, if it comes to your heart, it will make you restless unless and until you practice that knowledge. Like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh memorized hundreds of thousands of ahadith, and he says there is no hadith that I have not acted upon it on my life. Just not memorizing and teaching, but acting upon that. So why we learn knowledge? To acquire love and pleasure of Allah. To achieve all those rewards and ajr and thawab which is mentioned for good deeds in the Quran and Hadith, so that our life become ideal. Aqaid, muamalat, maasharat, akhlaq, ibadat, everything, you will become like angels. To discover the purpose of life, to become an ideal human being, to become awliya of Allah, constant zikr, constant remembrance of Allah, avoiding all type of sins. So Islam becomes second nature for you. So you are on nafse mutmainna and defeating shaitan and always on the sirat-e mustaqim, and you have excellence of taqwa and haya and ihsan and ikhlas and adab, and you become example, walking, talking example of Quran and Sunnah, jibal of knowledge and amal, and you become walking, talking example of Quran and Sunnah. My respected brother, that is the purpose of life. So that we and the humanity, we can have hayatun tayyiba, a peace and easy and good life in the life dunya, and rafa darajat and maghfirat, high station in Jannah. When the doors of Jannah will be opened, big, big doors, like traveling distance of 70 years from one door to another door. And believers, they will be entering, their faces will be shining like full moon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among that blessed group. Ameen. The doors of Jannah, and look at rivers and palaces, rivers of milk and honey, palaces of gold and silver. One brick of gold, one brick of silver joined with musk as cement. In Jannah, a tree is so big and huge that a horse rider will be running under the shade of the tree for 100 years, will not be able to pass one tree. Where an ordinary believer will be given a kingdom 10 times bigger than this whole world. Where in Jannah, 20,000 years enjoy in a garden of Jannah, 50,000 years in a palace of Jannah, no rent, no lease, no taxes, no vacuuming, no cleaning, no smoke, not even going to restroom. The place for all the enjoyment and hiking and biking and picnics and parties, that is in Jannah, my brother. This place is the place of work, every minute like a gold coin. And there are many, many doors of Jannah open, and you know, dawat, khidmat, ibadat, ta'aleem, learning, teaching. My brothers, spending our time so we become ideal human being. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and tawfiq to fix our life and to become the best of human being in this life. May Allah grant all of us Jannatul Firdaus in the life hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the life, honor and properties of all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. May Allah give cure and good health to everyone in the Ummah. May Allah give ilm-e-nafe, beneficial knowledge to everyone in the Ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us to spread khair on the face of earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the whole mankind to the right path. Ameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha.